Thank you. Good morning to all of you. Today I'll be presenting on the web-based crop simulation model InfoCrop Wheat for simulating the impact of moisture and temperature stress. This is a small work which has been done in the Indian Agriculture Research Institute, Delhi. As we all know, Indian agriculture is mainly based on the vagaries of climate and we have a very frequent and erratic occurrence of temperature and moisture stress. And our aim in this presentation is to capture the differences in the moisture and temperature traffic on wheat crop. We have about 28 crop models, and you must be wondering why I've been talking on InfoCrop Wheat. This is a new attempt on our part to characterize the InfoCrop Wheat on a web-based platform so that it will be easily available to everybody. And for this, we did a small experiment using our control facilities like temperature gradient tunnel and free air temperature facilities at Indian Agriculture Research Institute. And these are the observations which we have observed, like crop growth stage seems to be much affected by means of moisture and temperature stress. And we try to capture it, by making the crop to subject to different temperature stress at different growth stages. And we find the developmental stages of the crop significantly reduced or affected by means of temperature stress and also followed by moisture. And these are the different observations we have made on the temperature profile changes in the canopy and also on the soil. And we observe that depending on the different stages of the crop, the CRI stage seems to be very much affected by means of temperature and moisture stress. And after doing this kind of observation, we went on a field scale experiment because many of our simulations needs to be done for a field scale. So we did a staggered sowing, which will be a very much a good exercise for capturing the temperature stress effects. And also we try to impart the moisture stress by means of IWCP ratio maintained at 1.8 and 0.6 and 0.4. This is our field experiment. You can see that we have incorporated different continuous moisture stress monitoring on the field. And this is the field of in 2012-13 and also in 13-14. We have a very good meteorological center at the back of our field, so we could monitor the changes in temperature and rain, which are very much essential for our crop modeling studies. These are the basic studies which we did to capture the changes in LAI so that we want to validate our model in terms of the changes in these crop growth stages and also on the crop developmental processes. And this is the biomass partitioning which we observed, and we observed that as the temperature stress increases, the partitioning that has been given to the sink significantly reduces. And these are the changes which we observed in the LAI, and these are the soil moisture profile content which we observed continuously by means of a continuous monitoring system. Why I'm talking about all these things is we have been very careful in monitoring all the parameters, and we try to incorporate these changes in our model so that the model is very effective in capturing the moisture and temperature changes. These are the changes which we observed on the wheel and yield and also on the harvest index. And as you can see, there is a significant reduction. The T1, T2, T3, T4, which is there in the graph, shows the temperature treatment which has been done and also the moisture levels. And we find significant changes in the yield and other components. Apart from this, we want to make, as I mentioned in my title, we want to create a web-based crop simulation, because till now I find many of the crop simulation models are desktop. So we want to get into a web-based platform because information technology is progressing very well, and it's time that we crop models try to capture those changes in our system. So we developed the InfoCrop Wheat in an C# with a backend of an ASP.NET platform, and the databases were incorporated by means of SQL and BP. And once we have done it, we try to incorporate it in a web-based platform using an infocropira.rest.in. In fact, all of you can access this site, and then you can also become a member by registering in this site, and then you can run your data and see the simulations. So these are the different options like crop, variety, soil, pressed, and organic matter. All these are all incorporated into the system. The variety master requires about 10 to 20 parameters. And we have the masters for soil, location, and organic matter, and even weather master. This you can do it with a weather converter, which is also inbuiltly available on a web-based platform. So having done this, we just want to create a project. And if you can do your simulation by creating the variety, number of varieties, location, and year, whichever you have. And all these can again be, once you have put in your database, all these things can be selected in your project masters. And again, location can be selected, the weather, the year for which you want to simulate can also be selected from this, and your management practices like sowing date and irrigation, all these factors, and even the type of the soil which you want to run the simulation can all be incorporated into this. And then you can make your own combinations of treatments. I think many of the crop modelers know, understand what I'm saying about. And then once you run the model, you get the result. These results are in the form of a table, which you can export it in an Excel platform, or even you can get it on a graphic platform. So this is how you can view your result in a graphic online on a web-based system, and then you can even validate the results from your system. And having done this, and this is an era where AgMap and other crop modelers are all running, working very seriously to see the comparison of the performance of the model. So we also did a small exercise by comparing the simulation of the model of these InfoCrop web wheat with DSAT and APSIM, and we tried to calibrate the model. Our performance was good. And then we try to simulate the model predictions in terms of its leaf area index biomass. In general, we find the yield prediction seems to be good in comparison to that of DSAT and APSIM. And also, like of course, we do fail. It's a developing exercise. We find that crop growth stages seems to be not much, very much simulated, which is generally a general problem, and we are working on this. And many of our modeling efficiency parameter and also the MBE, all this we find it to be agreeable to that of DSAT and APSIM. So in general, I can say this web-based platform is now very much functional, and with the own data, and it will be easy to simulate the data online. When I presented this result in my office in IRI Delhi, people said, so what? There are so many, 28 models are there, so what is the big deal in getting an InfoCrop wheat which is a web-based? So then I need to show them that this model can be used as a decision support system, which is the most important thing for many of the models that are being made. So I went for an exercise. I developed the same thing in a C# and a ASP.NET platform. In the same web page, you have a decision support system where you can go for identifying the sowing date or the best sowing date or even the best variety for a particular location. And for this, we tried to did a simulation. But this simulation is totally based on maximizing the yield. In this case, we identified the variety and also the place by which you want to... I'm not able to use it. That's okay. So place by which you want to grow the crop and then identify the sowing window. For example, in a place like Delhi, we have a sowing window of 1st October to about 15th December. And if a person wants to know which is the best date for sowing the particular variety, and this crop, using this web-based crop simulation model, a decision can very easily be done by running the model at different sowing date, and whichever date is giving the maximum yield is given as a supportive decision for the for the user. The same way, we also developed the application for identifying the best variety for a particular location. And for this, the person has to select the variety which he wants to decide or want to know which is the best variety for his location. And this is how you can select it. Then you can identify the location for which he wants to do the simulation or you want to do the decision to be made. And then identify the, since at present, we are not getting into the forecasted weather data. So we are just using the previous year weather data. So that is a drawback. I do accept that. But still, I want to show that it can be used as a decision support system to identify the best variety for a particular location. Once it is done, even the management practices like sowing or the particular type of irrigation which you'll be applying, all these can be selected. And then if we run the model, then a decision is made where the different varieties are ordered based upon their yield potential. So from this, by ranking of these varieties, the user can very easily identify the best variety for a particular location. So our future prospect is to go for a bilingual, because we are looking for the farmer in India or even an agriculture worker in India to use this kind of a system, because it's exercise which we want to show that crop simulation models can be used as a decision support system. So as I just want to conclude my presentation. This is a small exercise because with the increase in the information technology, it's time for us, the modelers, to catch up with the changes that is happening. Till now, we are having a desktop system or desktop modeling system, but now it's time we should get into the web-based, and it will invite more number of users, and also it can be used into a decision support system by combining all those web-based databases which can be combined, and then it can be useful for the end users. Thank you for giving me this opportunity. I thank you all.
We do have a bit of time for questions.
Definitely. Yeah. He wants me to understand or explain what is compare the web-based infocrop model with that of Cirrus and other type of model. Is that? Okay. Cirrus and other type of models, to my understanding, are based on radiation use efficiency, whereas this infocrop is based on thermal time. So in this way, we are hopeful that we will be capturing the effects of temperature changes more effectively by using the infocrop than that of, I don't deny it, than that of radiation use efficiency based models like Cirrus. And this being a web-based platform, so only we hope that it will be more available to everybody and people need not carry the files. Like now, if I want to use the model in another computer, I need to carry the web weather file or even the model file. Whereas in a web-based platform, whatever be the computer, wherever you sit, just you need an internet connection and you will be able to access it.